Crisco, Dez, and Ryan.
After Hours.
Whew, we made her through, guys. I thought we were going to have to pull the plug on this thing at 5:30 and reset it.
Me too.
Oh, man, it was bad.
Oh, I was nervous. This was a rocky, rough start to the day, but we finished strong.
Strong. We finished.
We finished.
We finished.
And we were all on the air at the same time.
Whenever you end a sentence talking like that, it sounds like you're anxious.
It was good.
Exactly. Oh, man. We definitely opened the floodgates when we asked what really makes you cringe today. And we got so many texts. Oh, my goodness. How about this one? Somebody said Crisco makes them cringe.
Oh, just in general.
Specifically, when you misuse borrow and loan.
Yeah.
Okay, so you loan people money. They borrow it if it's from you. Crisco says borrow instead of lend. It drives me crazy. When someone says that they borrowed somebody some money when it really is lent them money, Crisco, knock it off.
You know what's so funny? I've done that my entire life. I don't know. I know it's wrong. I understand that. And then somebody will tell me not to say it. I'm actually shocked you guys haven't called me out for it. Maybe you have. Maybe I haven't paid attention.
We have.
We've talked about it, but then I had to take a big, long look in the mirror and realize I say the same thing.
Okay, so use it correctly. Talk to Dez about money and use it in the right way.
Boy, did I lend my sister some money knowing that when she borrowed it, she's never going to give it back to me.
Good job.
Wow.
I know it. You know how you get in those stupid, comfortable. That's a fake story, by the way, if my sister or nephew are listening. Just kidding. Gosh.
You would never borrow them money, would you?
I would never lend them money.
Oh, he got it. God, I was trying to trick you.
Nope, I got it.
Good job.
Don't you have something like that in your life, Ryan,
what?
Where you know it's the thing you're supposed to say, but you just kind of fall back into the normal thing?
Yes.
Yes.
I think that's. I know that it's lend. I just, for some reason, it's the thing I've done for my entire life. So as soon as somebody talks about it, I'm like, yeah, I borrowed them the money.
I know. It sounds okay to me when you say it, and I know it's so wrong.
Yeah.
I know.
It's so wrong, but yet it's so right.
Yes.
There's another one, and he'll probably remember because Ryan has misophonia, and these things drive him nuts. There's another word that I constantly say, and every time I say it, Ryan corrects me.
Okay.
I hope you can remember.
Donuts.
Because no, well, okay, I have a lot. I opened this can of worms.
Here we go.
What goes better with coffee than donuts?
Donuts are the best thing in the world.
They are.
Yeah, I don't remember what it is now, of course, because I brought it up, and what a great way to reference it. But luncheon meats a thing. That's a thing.
That's a thing.
What my grandma always called it.
Just an old lady thing. No, no adult male in their 30s says, I could go for some delicious luncheon meats.
It's so confusing.
It's
not. Are you going to a luncheon?
It's luncheon meats. So you would have them at a luncheon, and I am an old lady. I live in Roseville.
That's you do.
True.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Got a perm later on today set up.
Your hair's getting long enough.
It is. It is getting very long.
It's like swaying in the wind.
What are you going to do? You know, people are learning how to cut their hair online so that they can give themselves a haircut or family members a haircut. What are you going to do for your brother? Because he's already shaggy.
Yeah, I know. I shaved his head 2 weeks ago.
No way.
Yeah, I've cut before my dad went, I cut his hair and I cut my brother's hair for years.
Who's cutting your hair?
I go to a barber. Sadly, doesn't look like I do, but
yeah. But I mean, it's getting close to the point where you have to.
It's getting long. This is probably the longest I've had my hair because you remember I went to somebody Ryan referred me to.
Yep.
And we decided, oh, you know what? Since we're going to be able to see each other and some pandemic's not going to shut the world down, we'll go ahead and keep our a little longer on the top, not even take that much off, and trim up the sides. Well, now the sides are catching up with the top, and the top is so long, I can push it back.
Yeah, you look like Chris Farley now.
Yeah, it's fluffy.
You could be in a van down by the river.
This is going to be patience personified because I have never had my hair this long since I was probably like in my 20s, and I just let hair go really, really long for some reason.
That's right. The ladies like having something to hold on to.
Okay.
That's right. Babe doesn't have a thumb though.
Oh. So oh. Oh man.
So his lady's not going to be able to benefit.
This is
That's
just,
so sad.
This is too bad.
Oh, dude.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Gotta get her a thumb.
I wonder what Finley thinks when he moves into your house. Is he like, oh, dude, what kind of a place is this?
He's like, what kind of sick dungeon am I in now?
How am I the biggest man in this house and I'm a freaking puppy?
He's going to come in and go,
when do you pick him up, by the way?
So I thought about Friday. Tell me, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I should pick him up sooner. I go on vacation next week. Mm-hmm. So I thought.
No.
He's.
You go on staycation next week.
That's true. Yes. I go on the same thing I do every night, but now for full days next week.
So sad.
And so I thought I'd have more time with him. I thought I'd be able to bring him in because you remember I adopted him. And he had kind of a rough start. That's why I got him from Rough Start Rescue. He was a stray dog in Texas.
Aww.
He was just a puppy with his siblings wandering around. They got him. Well, he's very shy. He is very playful. He's a fun-loving, spunky dog, but he's shy. So I kind of want to be there and not just go, okay, buddy, have a good day. I'm going to work. You know what I mean?
Well, that's just a couple days away.
That's what I'm saying. So do I get him like tonight? Do I get him tomorrow? Or do I say, I think your best bet would be is Friday afternoon, Friday evening, somewhere in that time frame.
Oh, my God.
Why don't you go Friday morning right when you leave here?
Well, I can't.
I just can't wait to see when all of a sudden you bring him home and he puts his paws out. He's like, nope, not going in there.
He's got his little arms on one side of the door and his little legs on the other. Please.
I'll be like, buddy, do you want to go outside, Finley? And he's got his little stick with his handkerchief hanging at the end of it. Like, I'm out.
First of all, dogs don't have arms, Des.
Well, you know what I mean. His front legs and his back legs.
He puts his little arms out. See, we're in correcting mode now.
Yes,
someone
we are.
Would send us an email and be like, no, they do not have arms.
No, dogs don't have arms.
Well, the ones in the front.
The ones in the
front. Oh, great. Here we go.
Now you sound like Vaughn. He's the king of ones. He's like, ooh, can you grab my, favorite pants? Those are my favorite ones.
Yeah, those are the ones that I want.
Your favorite ones?
Yeah.
And then he'll say, oh, I love those ones. Mm. What are you talking about? What ones?
How did that remind you of food?
Ginger snaps. Yes. Ooh, those are the best ones.
Most of the time he tells a story like this. It's about the snack he wants. So yeah. I grab that one from the cupboard. Ooh, those are the ones.
Those are the ones. And I always make fun of him. God, I miss that.
I know. Oh,
which ones, honey? Which ones do you want? Are they your favorite ones? Of all the ones you've ever had, you love those ones the most? He's like, yeah.
He's listening to this podcast right now. Give him a little love message.
Yeah. Oh, I did last night.
Oh, okay. Not two times.
Of all the ones he loves the most, he loves you the most.
I'm not going to turn this into some sappy podcast, Crisco.
Oh, I'm sorry. Then I'll do it for you. Vaughn, we miss you and
miss
we love
so
you.
Much.
Oh, my God.
And mahalo and aloha. And I know that you don't miss Des and I as much as you miss Ryan.
Well, he might miss me.
No, he doesn't.
He definitely does. He asks about Des every time I talk to him.
I even got to talk to him on the phone one time, and it was so delightful.
I talked to him on the phone one time, too. And he said, please, sir, I've told you to delete this number. And I said, it says your name right in here. How am I not supposed to call you? And he said, I don't want what you're selling. I've changed your number to this could be a scam. So I know not to answer your phone number anymore.
Okay, I'm glad you finally got the message.
And he also said, dogs don't have arms, dum-dum.
Vaughn would never call me a dum-dum.
No, he wouldn't. But he would also say they definitely don't have arms.
No,
those
have
are the
arms.
Ones they don't have arms. They have legs. Those are the ones they have. They have four ones.
So confusing that they have four legs.
Well, I love you, Vaughners.
Oh.
And I miss you.
Oh,
you were
God.
The part that made Ryan bearable.
Okay.
You made him so bearable. Without you, Ryan's a big, crabby old man.
He officially turned off this podcast and is now listening to The Bomb. There's a radio station in Honolulu that's called The Bomb.
That sounds like his problem then.
1027 The Bomb.
Oh, that
so
sounds
dumb.
Terrible.
I would probably change that.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. Why are we still listening to the sad music?
I don't know. In charge of that.
Okay, we should listen to this music.
Oh, man.
When this is over, I'm coming to visit you, Vaughners.
I know, right? I honestly, think about this, don't know that I'll ever see him this year.
Oh my God.
I'm not even kidding.
Ryan.
I'm not being dramatic. I don't know that I will see him for the rest of the year. I don't see a scenario where, A, I get on a plane and fly to Hawaii to see him and potentially get sick. B, where he flies back here because he could get it, give it to me while he's here visiting, and then I get sick, and then he has to fly back. So I truly don't think. I think the last time I saw him was in February, and I won't see him again till he's done with this hospital, when he finishes building it and he moves back.
Hurry up and finish that hospital, Vaughners. Go, work overtime.
You can't work. They're all off. They're staying at home.
Oh, man.
This is supposed to be open in May, next month. They're now not going to open until July. He had to order card tables for this new clinic so that they can open and have people come in. He is going to have people coming into exam rooms to sit at a freaking card table because they can't get the people in to finish the construction.
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine? It is insanity. Oh, speaking of insanity, let me share a Vaughn story real quick about what happened. So he's in this really nice apartment building. It's 33 stories. He's on the 32nd floor overlooking Pearl Harbor. It's beautiful, right?
Yes.
5 in the morning, the building-wide fire alarm goes off. There's a fire in the building. Vaughn wakes up 4:55 a.m. to this fire, fire, womp, womp, fire, fire. Oh, my God. What? He doesn't smell anything. Feels the door. Door isn't hot. It's not in his apartment, but it's somewhere in the building. Grabs OG and Gatsby, throws on some clothes, and he runs to the stairwell. He now has to go down 32 floors.
Jeez.
Because the elevators are shut down.
Yep. Yep.
32 floors. Walks out to the front of the building. It's 5 in the morning. They're waiting for the fire department. Of all of the apartments, and remember, there's probably, well, let's see here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Probably 8 units per floor, 33 floors.
Okay.
How many people were out front the building?
I would say half the building.
10.
No.
10 people got up and evacuated the building the way you're supposed to. He stood outside for an hour and a half until they finally went, oh, yeah, it's okay. It was a small little whatever, nothing to be worried about. It's all right. You can all go back inside now. And the elevators weren't working. He had to climb 32 stories back to his apartment carrying 2 dogs.
Oh, that is the worst part of it.
Oh, how mad was he?
Oh, he was livid.
And I love that OG and Gatsby were probably like, curious.
Oh, for sure.
We are, Dad?
Yeah.
We are not walking up 32 flights of stairs. I will not make it to 3 flights of stairs.
Are you kidding me? I mean, unless you have little snacks on every landing, I am not climbing.
We are trying to save money, Dad, and if you're ready to buff these nails out, then go ahead and make me walk, because if that's the case, then you are pampering the hell out of me.
Oh, yeah. Little OG, what a priss. He just stopped and he went, nope, sitting here. He literally crossed his paws and went, nope.
Does not surprise me at all.
If you heard it, he stuck out his arm and he went, cute.
He just did cute, one of these Dad. Things.
He looked at him and said, Dad, cute.
Oh my God, it's so funny. All right, so we were all surprised when I opened my big mouth and shared news that Des wasn't ready to share.
I was a little surprised.
I guess I didn't think about it. I just thought you talked about this already. I thought it was common knowledge, but you've talked about selling your condo, and now I inadvertently outed you and said you're selling your house in Woodbury.
Yes, and you know what? That's okay, because we're closing in a couple of weeks, so I just want to stay really positive, and I think this is a good first step. So yes, we sold our house. We closed at the end of the month in Woodbury, and it's an opportunity we couldn't pass up of a house in the neighborhood that Taylor grew up in, where my in-laws still live.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
How is that your dream?
I love it out there. I never would have thought. I can tell you that. Mm-hmm. 9 years ago, the first time I went out to Taylor's parents' house was on Thanksgiving.
Okay.
I'm like, oh my God, we are still driving. It was 45 minutes from downtown Minneapolis from my condo where I lived. I'm just like, holy cow. You grew up way out here. You drive to the city, you know, every day for work. And I couldn't wrap my head around it. I remember getting on a four-wheeler and driving all around, because there's like a little beach community that's attached to it. And so it's like this really cool outdoor life. But I would never have thought I would want to live there. But over the years, the more time we've spent out there, and I see the fun that Dusty has and the friends that she has out there, and the fun that we just have all the time, I really see us oddly living in the middle of nowhere and being the true hillbilly I was meant to be, you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is your. This is 100% hillbilly.
You know what I realized over the weekend?
What?
In a lot of ways, I'm all or nothing in all ways. I'm either like eating everything in the world or not eating anything,
yep,
right?
Yep.
So I think I'm either a full city person. I love being right in the city and being able to walk to restaurants and having that really complete lifestyle, taking, you know, Ubers everywhere. Because right now I'm like in the middle. I'm in Woodbury. We still have to drive to things. Not everything delivers to where we are. It's just kind of in the middle. Thought that's a life I wanted. No, I like being in the middle of nowhere where it's just free for all.
See, I knew you were all or nothing because the one time that we all went to lunch and I gave you a bite of my food but wouldn't give you the dip.
Oh, yeah.
And you flung it back on the plate and said, then I don't want it.
Yeah. No, if you don't give me the dip, don't give me the bite.
In front of an entire restaurant packed full of people.
Well, we were outside.
And then I don't want it.
Yep. So you know me.
Yeah. Oh, I know you. It's all or nothing.
I'm happy for you. This is a big deal. I hope you get to closing with no problems.
Oh,
I know that's
too.
the big concern right now. You know, when I sold my house, the big issue was, okay, what's going to happen? Are they going to close on this house? Well, they had sold their house, and so they were committed because they had to move somewhere.
Oh, thank God.
So now do your buyers, do they have a house that they're selling?
That is the holdup. That's why it got pushed back a week and a half, because there was a problem somewhere. Didn't sound like it was a big problem. It was just like a paperwork problem.
Yeah.
But I mean, I don't know how much they really tell you.
Oh.
I'm just like, please God, I know these guys really, they really do want our house. They love our house. And I'm just like, oh, it is that like domino effect. If it doesn't work for them selling it, then it screws up them buying our house. Then it screws up us buying the house that we are so in love with.
All right, Crisco, lead us in a guided, positive little prayer here that Dez's house sells.
Please, whoever's listening.
No, you have to do it as Dez.
Oh, okay, got it.
Off to a great start.
For anyone out there listening, I need to be 100% hillbilly. Right now I feel like my toes just dipped into the Mountain Dew bath. And I need my whole body in that Mountain Dew jug. And I need to be full 100% hillbilly. Right now I'm just woodbilly. And I don't think my family deserves that. We need to be as redneck as possible. And we thought, what better place to sink our feet to than River Falls? We thought, why not have a baby named River? Because it's so common. And then live in a city named River Falls as we go out on the river. Because God forbid that's never going to cause my child any problems. So please, whoever's listening, in the white trash Tiger King hillbilly lifestyle that I want, please, please, please help me get this house to sell in Woodbilly. I can't stand it anymore. It's too highfalutin for me and my family.
Amen.
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 I think it's done. I think we just sealed your fate, Dez. You're welcome.
I don't like Mountain Dew, though.
No, you believe me. You can do Diet Mountain Dew. That's more of a
I don't like
victory.
It at all.
You better get to liking it, because that's what those people out there drink.
Seriously, River Falls is the state bird, is the dodo, and the state drink is Mountain Dew.
Well, I'm truly moving into a place that, with the families around, it's going to feel like kind of like I'm in a commune. It's going to feel like I've got sister wives.
Are
I
you?
Can't wait.
Oh, what day of the week do you get Taylor?
Oh.
Get him every day.
Who else is going to get their hands on Taylor?
Nobody.
In his thong-wearing booty.
Or not.
Well, good luck, Dez. Keep
Thank
us updated.
You.
I think it's time to wrap this thing up. Put on our face masks and get out of this building.
Let's do it.
Seriously, that's why I wore this hoodie, so I can be like, okay, see ya.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, bye. Like all morning, if you notice, he keeps like putting his hood on and covering up his face, but he's by himself.
Well, that's because you were over there, but I'm just kidding.
Oh, hey, you love me.
Of course I love you.
You're too close for comfort, Dez.
I'm in a different room.
I know, and it's still too close.
It's too close. I've said 600 feet, please.
I'm down the hall from you guys, and I'm like, I feel like I should be at the transmitter site, maybe out in Maplewood, something.
Yeah, Ryan's like, hey, why don't you leave those papers out there on the platform there? Go ahead. That's it. I don't want to be by you.
We have to be smart and practice safe social distancing.
I will next week for sure. 100%.
Okay. All right. You keep your distance, buddy.
I will.
All right.
We'll stand back.
All right.
Oh, I've got to go.
Me too. Bye, Vaughn. I love you. Bye, Vaughn. I love you.
You've
been listening to Crisco, Dez, and Ryan.
After Hours.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
When your space has the long-lasting, noticeable scent of Airwick Vibrant Scented Oils, you'll want to invite everyone over, from book club to the fantasy league, even the in-laws.
It smells amazing.
Airwick Vibrant Scented Oils are infused with 2 times more natural essential oils versus regular Airwick scented oils for our most authentic, nature-inspired fragrance experience. Transform your space with scents like white sage and mahogany or lavender and water lily. Now that's a breath of fresh air, Wick.